AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The storm system that's buried much of the Northeast has been moving northward and tapering off in places, but the National Weather Service is now tracking another storm that could bring more snow to the region later this week. Julie Walker's been out in it.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out, with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple and even more in some parts of the state.
It's heavy as can be. Just got to take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast, like Rhode Island, where National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Perella says this nor'easter is breaking records.
There is the expectation that we will see several reports up above 36 inches here before all is said and done.
The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees, and creating loads of issues. Flyer Daniel Gayikian.
My first flight was out of Newark yesterday night, canceled. Rebooked for this morning in Philadelphia, canceled. Rebooked for the middle of the day around 1 today in Philadelphia, canceled.
I'm Julie Walker.
FlightAware reports more than 5,600 flights canceled Monday, 3,000 delayed. Also complicating air travel, the situation in Mexico. Their heavily armed security forces have been battling cartel gunmen following the weekend killing of the country's most powerful drug lord. Authorities report more than 70 people dead. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says pressure is building on President Trump as courts and Congress push back on his tariff agenda. Pointing to Friday's Supreme Court ruling, Ford calls Trump's policies economic war and says Canada should avoid a bad deal. Renewed concerns over tariffs drove Wall Street lower Monday. The Dow plunged 821 points, or 1.7%. The S&P sank 1%, the Nasdaq 1.1%. This is AP News. Sagar Magani reports President Trump's getting ready to deliver his State of the Union address Tuesday.
And looking to make a case for the GOP before this year's midterms. The president will argue the whirlwind first year of his second term has made the nation stronger, and Republicans deserve to keep their congressional majorities. He has touted big economic success and lower prices.
I've won affordability.
But Americans remain wary, both about the economy and whether Trump policies have improved their lives.
The State of the Union is falling apart, and the American people know it.
And top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries in part blames Republican majorities for largely standing by as the president muscled his agenda through Congress with little pushback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.